It's time for Listen Local. Every Sunday, your one-hour radio show where we showcase musicians playing in our local venues. Presented by Next Stage Arts, Guilford Sound, the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival, Retro Music, Next Chapter Records, and your locally owned and operated radio station 96.7 TSA FM. And streaming at WTSAradio.com. And now, here's your host, Mitch Harrison.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mitch Harrison, owner of Next Chapter Records in downtown Putney, Vermont, and your host of Listen Local here on 96.7 WTSA FM in Brattleboro. I'm happy to be with you, and we're going to start off talking about a show coming up at Nova Arts in Keene from May 16th to 19th. It is a festival of sorts, and shows will take place outside and inside over at Nova Arts. And I talked a couple weeks ago about one artist that's going to be there, Jake McKelvey. And in fact, we have an interview with Jake later on in the show today. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. But first, another band that will be playing there is a Peterborough, New Hampshire-based band called Modern Fools. And this is actually from a live recording that was done at Nova Arts when they played there previously. The song is called Don't Cry, Baby.
Like a stone with veins running dry. Into the unknown with a wandering eye. This look ain't the first thing to leave me. Mississippi dry, cry. Mississippi dry, cry. Tears to cry.
It's Mr. Nick Hayes.
Like a stone, like an old 45. And each rock that is thrown, well, the water's too wide. Mississippi dry, cry. Mississippi dry, cry. Tears to cry. Mississippi dry, cry. Mississippi dry.
Cry.
Mississippi dry, cry. Mississippi dry, it's cry. Tears to cry. Mississippi dry.
That was Modern Fools live at Nova Arts over in Keene, and they will be playing again at Nova Arts on May 16th for The Thing in the Spring, which goes on from May 16th to May 19th. I got a chance to see Modern Fools at the Molehill Theater in Alsted a couple months ago, and it's really accurate. They describe themselves as cosmic Americana. It's really a good time show, and the person who opened up for them, along with a band, was Jake McKelvey. And I got a chance to sit down with Jake. He's also playing at Thing in the Spring on May 16th. But I got a chance to sit down with him 3 weeks ago after he and his band played at Union Coffee in Milford. And you'll hear in the interview, he refers to, and I refer to, Matt playing drums. That's Matt Bacon. He actually had Matt from the Countertops playing in his current band there that night. And actually, Matt, I found out, plays drums on Jake's most recent release. Actually, it hasn't been released yet, has been recorded, and you'll find out when it's due for release in the interview. So here you go, sitting down with Jake McKelvey.
All right, Jake, thanks for sitting down with me tonight.
Absolutely.
So I think one of the things that struck me over the last 6 or 7 years that I've listened to you is the wordplay and the ability to turn a phrase in a song and deliver those lines in a real creative way. And I'm just curious about the writing process and how that works for you. Do those words come first and then you wrap music around it, or is there a riff and then the words come later? How does the process normally go for you?
I would say words first more often than not. I don't really write, I feel like I don't really write parts, like guitar parts for the most part. You don't write riffs really, you know?
Yep.
I think more often than not, it's just little like non sequitur type things that just sort of pop in, and then I, you know, mostly start building things around that and start kind of assembling. If there's like enough of them, you know, pile up, then I can start assembling them and then, I guess, filling in the gaps. But yeah, it's mostly, I don't know, the stream of consciousness thing, I guess. It just kind of happens that way.
Does that come a lot from observations that you make, little things that you see kind of in daily life?
Yeah, I think so. It's just one of those things, you know, you'll have little like funny little phrases that pop in or whatever, and I just certain things catch me in the way that, you know, tickles me, I guess, and I kind of know what I enjoy out of a phrase, I guess, and so just sort of, I don't know, they start piling up.
So there's been this shift, it seems, you know, a little bit of a change from what we heard from the Countertops. Is that part of just an evolution that's taken place, or has this stuff been kind of rattling around with you for a long time and just the timing's right to kind of, you know, bring it out into the light?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the latter, because I've always played songs that lean into this like folky, like country sort of stuff. But with the countertops, I guess we've always been a little, you know, I keep kind of saying like we're, countertops are more this like rambunctious kind of silly, you know, it's, there's more of a high energy, like, you know, goofball sort of thing that surrounds it. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think as I've gotten a little older, I've started feeling like, all right, maybe I'll be a little bit more serious about the songs or something. But yeah, it's also, it very much is just a timing thing, because, the countertops core, you know, the band, we were the same people for, over a decade. And so we got to this point where it wasn't quite, things just weren't lining up the way they used to. And it was the right time to just, do something with some of these songs that definitely weren't going to end up in the countertops rotation, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, it's very much a culmination, I guess, of the circumstances and also just, yeah, trying to kind of be more song forward, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. The lyrics are still out front, though.
Yeah. Right?
Which is, that's not something you see yourself veering from anytime soon.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I think as far as, what I am interested in when it comes to songwriting is, yeah, I mean, it's that pretty much.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't really think I'll be in like a, yeah, I think I'll just kind of keep doing the same general thing. Like, yeah, I don't even think this new thing is like a far cry necessarily from, the other stuff, at least in my mind. How they were written, they don't seem to be, but
right.
But yeah, I guess stylistically, they're a little. There's some slower songs, you know, there's some waltzier type of songs.
Yeah, yeah. So, high lonesome sound there at times.
Sure,
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Casey's a nice addition. He was a nice addition tonight with some of the effects with his guitar. It seems to fit the mood of the music to me.
He's a great player. Yeah, me and Matt were just talking about him because we've had a few different guitar players cycle through just from, you know, the first guy that played with us like went on a month-long vacation and so he was gone for a bit, and then the next guy had a baby and so he's been out of pocket. But that's also kind of like, I went into this new version of the band knowing that was kind of how it was going to work. Like, I wasn't looking for people who are going to like commit their... This isn't going to be their main thing, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, Casey's been really great. And, yeah, just, I mean, great player. And I feel lucky to be stumbling into these situations kind of where there's just good, really good musicians willing to play the songs.
And it was nice seeing Matt drum again tonight.
Yeah.
And I just chatted with him for a few minutes outside, and I was asking him about... just kind of that, his difference in playing versus what the countertops would do.
Yeah.
And there's much more subtlety there.
Right.
And feel.
Yeah.
You know, drummers would be able to talk about this better than me, but he certainly seems to be embracing it. I mean, and liking it.
I think so.
You know,
I hope so.
Not merely just pounding away as hard as he can on the drums.
Right. I know. I mean, it isn't... I think it can be a tall order for certain people. Like, not everyone wants to play quieter songs or slower songs. I think it is kind of contingent on finding the nuance.
Yep.
Because not everyone necessarily wants to or I don't know, can, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been self-conscious about that a little bit. Like, I hope this isn't too boring for the guys in the band. But, yeah, like I said, they've been super cool, and I'm just really happy that it's going well so far. And
he'll be appearing on the new release. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. The release it's been recorded and stuff, so Matt drums on it, and Mike, who played bass tonight, is on it.
Yep.
And that's the band on the album, and then I did all the guitar stuff and everything else, pretty much. So,
And give us the timeline on that.
the timeline. Yeah. So it should be out in June, like the end of June. That's kind of the, I mean, that's the plan. I keep thinking of it as like a tentative plan, but I guess that's the plan. It's going to come out in June. So, yeah, it'll be, I'll do vinyl and CDs and stuff, and I'm hoping to do a bunch of touring to support it. So
excellent.
Yeah.
And so happy to hear it's on vinyl. As a record store owner, I'm thrilled to hear that. And I saw that you sold some vinyl tonight. Countertops records. So you talked about getting out and supporting the new material a little bit. Tell us some of the stuff coming up. Some of the stuff you have in April, May.
Sure.
And anything you might have set up in the summer.
So in April, there's I just put like a short run of, it's six shows in the Northeast. Just like a kind of quick tour. We do Portland, Maine, and the Seacoast, and Northampton, and then like New York, New Jersey. Philly.
Still looking for Jersey.
I've cut my losses with Jersey. Okay. I think we're doing a little radio session in Jersey, but nice. No proper show. That's just a short little tour with a slightly different variation of the band. The only guy who played tonight who will be on that tour is Mike, the bass player, and there's another drummer and another guitar player playing on that trip. And then I'm working on one for June where I'm gonna go to the Midwest with probably a slightly even different variation of the band, depending on how things shake out. And that'll just be like a week. I'm kind of just starting to try to get some like week long strings together. And then in between those, there's some weekender type of things. In May, we're playing in Keene at the thing in the Spring Festival at Nova Arts, which is exciting. Things are popping up. You know, there's like little one-off shows that we've been offered, and just kind of taking those things as they come, and then also trying to plan out some more thought-out kind of trips. And I've planning to go to the UK again in the late summer. Nice. So I'm working on that right now.
That can be solo or with a band?
Solo, yeah. Solo, I'll be touring with I did this last year with a friend of mine, another solo act, Chris Otepka. So we're going to do the same, the two of us again. That's unfolding currently.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy the time-honored tradition of flipping through records? Look no further than Next Chapter Records in Putney, Vermont. From classic titles to rare gems, our store has releases for longtime collectors and people new to tangible music. In addition to vinyl, we carry CDs, turntables, t-shirts, and books. Come by our store in Putney and visit nextchapterrecords.com, where vinyl lives on.
Join us for the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival in Westover, Vermont, featuring 3 days of music, food, and fun. On July 4th, celebrate Independence Day with an intimate dinner featuring solo artists. July 5th features the cast of Beatlemania, including a 5-star dinner. On Saturday, July 6th, 5 bands rock out under the stars. Get tickets at www.farmroadestate.com. The 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival. Be there.
It was great chatting with Jake McKelvey. And again, if you want to see him, he'll be with his band on May 16th for Thing in the Spring at Nova Arts in Keene. Prior to that, though, I'm really happy to say that he will be at Next Chapter Records doing a couple solo sets right in front of our store in downtown Putney, Vermont. So I hope to see you there on May 11th. And also, I played some of his music with the Countertops during the Listen Local show on April 7th. So you can go back and go to the WTSA website and check out past episodes and check out some of his work with the Countertops. Let's move on to a show coming up at Next Stage Arts in Putney. You can go to nextstagearts.org if you want to check out all the stuff that's coming up at that venue. There is a band on May 18th called Habina Habina. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. They are a Brooklyn-based band that plays Mediterranean surf rock. Really, really interesting. So let's hear some right now.
Freeways, man, is he hard to catch. In the nose, and when the meet was over, the trophy was Joe's. Surfer Joe, now look at him go. Uncle Sam's Marines today. They stationed him at Pendleton, not far away. They cut off his big blonde locks, I'm told, and when he went on maneuvers, Joe caught cold. Surfer Joe, now look at him go. Surfer, surfer, surfer Joe, go man go. Surfer Joe,
one Joe.
Ah, that Surfer Joe is boss. That was the Safaris. They formed in 1962. In California. Prior to that, we heard Habina Habina. They are a Brooklyn-based band that plays Mediterranean surf music, and they will be playing at Next Stage Arts on May 18th. To hear more about what's going on at Next Stage Arts, let's hear from Keith Marks from Next Stage.
Next Stage Arts is a proud sponsor of Listen Local. Coming up this week, we have curator Tim Medland about the history of the environmental movement through posters. A one-woman show featuring Sarah Julie, and the duo Andalus featuring Lala Tamar. For more information about all of the concerts, films, and theater opportunities happening at Next Stage Arts, you can check us out on the web at nextstagearts.org. See you in Putney.
Do you play the guitar? If so, you should visit Retro Music in Keene, New Hampshire. We're an old-fashioned guitar shop dealing in used and vintage guitars, amps, effects, and accessories. We buy, sell, trade, appraise, and repair guitars. Located at 38 Washington Street in Keene, New Hampshire since 1988, and online at retroguitar.com. Our customers range from beginners to some of the biggest names in music. You never know what you might find at Retro Music.
I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Guilford Sound, a recording studio in Guilford, Vermont. Let's move on to other shows in the area and down to the Academy of Music in Northampton. On May 9th, the Waylon Jennies will play there. And they've been together for about 15 years. They have 7 releases, including studio and live performances, and truly Americana elements of folk, alt country, and bluegrass, and just angelically blended vocals. So let's hear one from them. First song is Some Good Thing.
Looking for a place to find some rest.
that spread my wings so high. I see the river flowing, water running by. I'd like to be that river, see what I might find. I feel the wind I blew, it's slowly changing time. I'd like to be that wind that swirled and shaped the sky. I smell the flowers blooming, open for spring. I'd like to be those flowers, open to everything.
Thank you. be your guide. You deserve the deepest of cover.
Despite the relatively mild winter we had this year, these late March and early April snowstorms definitely have me thinking about spring. So I had to play the Waylon Jennings cover of Wildflowers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Wildflowers, and prior to that, their song, Birdsong. We also heard Some Good Thing by the Waylon Jennings. They will be playing the Academy of Music in Northampton on May 9th. Let's go ahead and move on to the Wood Brothers, who will be playing the Colonial Theater in Keene on May 7th. They have 8 studio albums. They've been kicking around a long time, Grammy nominated for their roots music. Let's hear their song, Pilgrim, to start off.
When I step off of that train, better sit down and wait, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. And the best part of me will surely be late, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. A soul gotta walk like a pilgrim he stopped, smell it. Slow down, 'cause the soul can't
out for the gas. Let the other fools pass. Cause the saw takes it slow, like a pilgrim he know. He's gonna get where he's going if he just stays on the path. I better slow down, cause the saw can't travel so fast. It travels that fast. I'm gonna slow down, cause the saw can't travel that fast. Well, travel that fast. But slow down, cause the saw can't travel that fast. Well, travel that fast. Yeah, man, slow down, cause the saw can't. Yeah, travel that fast. Travel that fast. I'm gonna slow down, cause the saw
Brothers with a cover of the band's Ophelia. And prior to that, we heard the Wood Brothers song Pilgrim. They will be at the Colonial Theater in Keene on May 7th. So hearing Ophelia made me think of the band. Who would have thought the last surviving member of the band would be Garth Hudson? Let's hear one from their second album, the self-titled. This is the song Look Out Cleveland.
Look out, Cleveland.
love that song, and I love that album. The band's second album, self-titled, that was Lookout Cleveland. That's an album that is definitely worth listening to all the way through on vinyl. Let's move on to another venue in Turner's Falls, the Shea Auditorium. Ricky Lee Jones will be playing there on May 10th. So I'd like to play one from Ricky Lee. This is Night Train.
Machine and he said, come on, Cecil, give me a dollar. Come on, Cecil, give me five. I'm in a halfway house on one way street. Ooh, and I'm
your hair turns gray. Sister's in a mustard. She loves to walk the puppy. Like pickles in the rally. She never gets enough. Hershey milkshake steaming on a stick. With a heartland sandwich. Oh, let us get thick. It's not because I'm dirty. It's not because I'm clean. It's not because I kiss the boys behind the magazines. Hey, boys, how about the fight? Here comes Ricky with the girl on tight. She don't know your name. She knows what you got from your matchy ball to the chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Down, down, downstairs. And it's all star joint. Got it.
We heard a couple there from Ricky Lee Jones. She will be playing at the Shea Auditorium in Turner's Falls on May 10th. I'd like to take a minute here to thank our sponsors once again. The 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival in West Dover, Vermont. Next Stage Arts in Putney, Vermont. Guilford Sound in Guilford, Vermont. And Retro Music in Keene. I am Mitch Harrison, your host of Listen Local. I am the owner of Next Chapter Records in downtown Putney, Vermont. Please stop by sometime and check out our extensive vinyl collection. We also carry CDs and turntables, t-shirts, books, and happy to help you out with anything you're looking for. Also, I want to extend an invitation to any local bands, any local artists, or small venues that I am overlooking. Please reach out to me at nextchapterrecords.com. I'll be happy to feature you on the show. I will be back with you next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Take care, everybody, and take care of each other.
Listen Local, every Sunday at 11 a.m. with Mitch Harrison. Presented by Next Stage Arts, Guilford Sound, the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival, Retro Music, Next Chapter Records, and your locally owned and operated radio station 96.7 TSA FM. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. with Mitch Harrison and streaming at WTSARadio.com.